Mars is now easiest to find because it hovers alongside the Moon this Thursday night, October 29th. And you don't have to look at a clock because this happens all night long. Mars won't come this near again until 2035, nor again appear this bright. So simply step out any time of night and look for the brightest orange star. Or else wait until Thursday night and it'll be next to the Moon. What could be easier? Every 26 months, Earth and Mars meet. But the encounter can occur at either a narrow gap between our orbits or a wide gap. The difference matters, because after waiting 26 months between Martian encounters, called oppositions, the red planet can be more than twice as bright on some occasions compared to others. Whenever we meet in the early autumn, we meet at very nearly its closest and best, which makes it very large through backyard telescopes and simply brilliant in the night sky. And that's what's happening now. Most of the time, Mars wouldn't catch anyone's attention, shining as a medium bright star 30 times less brilliant than it is this week. But it all changes when Earth overtakes slower Mars and glides past it for a few weeks, right now. This doesn't last long, and Mars will remain an impressively brilliant star only the next few weeks. If you own a telescope, choose a night when the air is steady, characterized by the stars not twinkling. That's when you may see dark surface markings on the planet. In the meantime, you have the simple task of locating the brightest orange star in the heavens, and knowing that despite its thin atmosphere of nearly 100% unbreathable carbon dioxide, and its high radiation input from the sun, thanks to its lack of a magnetic field, it's still the most human-friendly planet in the known universe. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.